Okay. Could bring a much needed, thank you. Bring a much needed. I'm going with Sapphire, lovely. Did you manage to speak to Guy? Okay. I was thinking more off the back, really. Because he could talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could spend less time talking to you and more time writing his link. Oh, I'll run into us. Thank you so much. Oh, sorry. I should rush back in. I'll do the remaining scripts afterwards. What's Rotel?
I'll do the rest in a minute.
Hello. Sorry, Sarah. She's a 19-year-old who won a silver medal with Andy Murray at the Olympics. Today, Wimbledon Flora Robson, now ranked number 43 in the world, went back to one of the tennis courts where she learnt the game. Our sports reporter Sarah Orchard has been talking to her, and particularly about her health.
Back and court urgent active, but in the last fortnight we discovered that since the Olympic Games, that's all the way back in August last year, she's been suffering with a chest infection. Now, she did say today that she is on the mend after seeing a specialist here in London.
I'm in America on the US court. I want to start roughly 10 paces off, so hopefully that will happen.
Okay, we do look forward to seeing her at Wimbledon with a friendly rival.
Yes, much being made of the competitive nature at the moment of British women's tennis, with Laura ranked at number 43 and Heather Watson now ranked at number 39. Now, both girls are very good friends, but they do appear to be feeding off each other's success, and it's drawing some very exciting comparisons.
It's a bit like this. You do push and you do look and you do react to what the other one is doing. And that's a good thing. Most people think that Laura has the game to do more damage at the very highest levels. Heather, certainly fantastically athletic, is her strength. So it is going to be fascinating in years to come. Who will have had the better career?
And I gather she's not one to miss out on a global dancing phenomenon.
No. For people that don't know, Laura is a little bit of an internet sensation. She's done her own very famous now version of the Gangnam Style video. It features a number of players actually from the World Tennis Tour. You can see her bouncing away there when she was in Beijing. And when I was talking to Laura about being active, it turns out that when she's off court, she actually loves dancing. And it turns out she's even taken a few classes.
Last year I did a lot of dance classes. I wasn't very good, but yeah, it was just great doing a bit of salsa here and there, and it's a lot of fun to just get out and exercise, even if it's away from tennis.
I do feel that a future star Strictly Come Dancing has been born.
Ah, you heard it here first. Sorry, thank you.
I had about
7
people die there.
And it's kind of slightly quick, isn't it? It's Gangnam. Yeah. And just say it quicker then. Gangnam. Gangnam. Oh, Gangnam Style. I don't think we will be doing that, will we? Hello. Ray, because I've got these little... Hello. It has to be at least to there, because I've got those. Yep. Oh, two leathers. Yep. Oh, lovely. Okay, so that needs to be reprinted.
Mm-hmm.
Morky. Look. Okay. Because that's in the package, is it? The strongly worded letter is in the package. That's lovely. Oh, Ray, I might just split the difference, my lovely. Just split the difference. Come out of snitches. Yeah, you can see, that's super, super duper. Right side. Oh, this isn't it. Mike pulled it down. Later on BBC London News, an Olympic boost. Now comes hockey. How the Games have brought a series of international sporting events to the capital. And a royal welcome for patients at a new cancer centre for young.
We do it without and then slot in.
Do I do it, basically? Yeah. Sarah, you've probably already heard that, you know, the questions off the back to Nick, apparently the questions have changed. So I don't know what pace that is, but it's... And I'm happy, thank you, patient scene, and I'm happy with the Guy Studio because Bex has told me what it is, but I haven't read the threaded Sapphire yet. Bex, does that link Sapphire also recognise that we'll have heard a bit on the network or not? Nothing to do with it. Oh, fine, okay. Can we just take down one key light, please? Because it's, I know it's probably busy. Just, yes. Thank you. We could, but I think we'd shorten it if it was for me, as a read. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay. Tonight on BBC London News, driving on a cocktail of drink and drugs, an inquest hears how a cricketer was struck by a train as he tried to flee from police. And also on the programme. 11 years in jail, that's right. And that read may become a proper read if we don't get Nick.